Joe, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Are you a service rep for them?
Yes, I am.
Tell us what your union does.
We're a white-collar union. We represent people throughout the Lansing area at places like Community Mental Health, Ingham Regional Medical Center, and the American Red Cross.
And we spoke with Monica Stoneking from the American Red Cross yesterday about the picket that was held, informational picket, if you will, on Saturday. From your perspective, tell us what happened.
Well, the employees came out to make the community aware of what's going on at the American Red Cross. So they gave up some of their time on a Saturday in order to make sure that people knew what the Red Cross was doing. Because we believe the Red Cross is really owned by the community. The community funds it. The community donates money, donates blood, and it should be responsible to the community.
We have talked about this story. As a matter of fact, we had both sides on this program, I don't know if it was 6-9 months ago. From your perspective, why do you feel you need to you needed to do this? I know that you don't have a contract. What's the sticking point?
Well, it's not just the contract. There's a lot of things going on at the Red Cross, and most recently what happened was a federal judge issued a ruling that confirmed a lot of the things the employees have been saying. So a federal judge held an 11-day trial and that the Red Cross had violated federal labor law in a number of ways, and we wanted to make the public aware of that.
All right, please list some of those ways that they have violated federal law.
They did things like changing the retiree health care program without bargaining. They eliminated a 401k program without bargaining. They eliminated or changed a pension plan without bargaining. They changed the current employees' health care without bargaining. They tried to move work to a different state without bargaining over it.
So they made all these actions. The judge said that they were illegal. Did they still implement these actions? Were the changes made?
The changes have been made. The judge told them that they had to reverse the changes and pay employees back with interest, but the Red Cross hasn't done that yet.
Okay. Do you anticipate that they will?
We're hopeful that they will because we think it was a very strong ruling and that we're hoping they're going to change their behavior in this and in the other issues, that the employees were trying to make the public aware about the safety issues that are going on.
Beyond the back pay, did the judge insist that they do anything else?
Yes, that they take affirmative action to bargain in good faith in the future, to restore some employees who had been disciplined for their union activity. And to take it was a whole series, about a dozen actions that the judge told the Red Cross they needed to do.
Monica Stoneking, as I mentioned to you, talked with us yesterday, and she said that the reason these actions were implemented is because the Red Cross across the nation, as well as the world, had a lot of budget challenges, and so they made cuts across the board, much like many entities did, public and private, and they felt for their survival they had to make these changes, and that the union was not willing to negotiate the changes that they wanted. How would you respond to that?
It's just not accurate. We've made a number of proposals on health care. We're well aware of the current economic climate and budgets. We've at a lot of the places we represent, we've made those kind of changes. But there's a right way and a wrong way to do it, a legal and an illegal way to do it. And so far, the federal government has said the Red Cross has done it in an illegal way.
Will there be an appeal of that?
We'll see. We're hoping the Red Cross won't, that they'll just rectify the situation and start correcting this and the other issues that are out there, like what kind of licensed personnel will we have on drives. What will the safety issues be at high school drives? There's a whole series of things that our union, other unions, religious groups have expressed concern about the way the Red Cross is being operated.
What are the religious groups' concerns?
They run a lot of blood drives. So a lot of blood drives are run by churches, and they're concerned about how those drives are staffed and the amount of staff that are there. For example, the only reason we have registered nurses at our drives is because our contract requires it in the Lansing area. There are other areas where they don't have any registered nurses at the blood drives. We believe it's a safety issue, and these religious groups believe it's a safety issue.
Have you had any contact, any meetings with the Red Cross since the judge's ruling?
there have been no meaningful meetings that have gone on. We're open to do that at any time in any place. It's not just us, it's around the country. And on Saturday, there was informational picketing that went on in a number of cities around the country.
What's next?
Well, we'll wait and see. We hope that the pressure that the FDA puts on the Red Cross, the pressure that the federal government puts on the Red Cross, will lead to a new management style there.
Joe, do you think we, the public, should be concerned about the blood supply, the way the blood is taken, especially in these churches, and the workers around? Are there enough workers to handle the business?
The blood supply in mid-Michigan is safe. If the things that the Red Cross proposed were put into place, we couldn't guarantee that. So we want to ensure that it continues to be safe.
Okay, should the public be concerned?
Yes. The public funds the Red Cross with their money, with their blood, and they should be concerned about the way it's being operated. And in fact, a website has been established in order to nationwide make people aware of those concerns, and that's blooddrivesafety.com.
Joe Marudiak is the service rep for OPEIU Local 459. They represent the American Red Cross workers here in mid-Michigan. Joe, thanks so much. We'll follow up with the story. Stay in touch with us.